From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Vivian Wang and Jesse McKinley report for the New York Times that New York legislators passed bills January 29th to ban gun bump stocks, prohibit teachers from carrying firearms in schools, and extend the waiting period for gun buyers failing an instant background check. Six gun control bills passed the Assembly and Senate and are expected to be signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The last time New York legislators took up gun issues was with the so-called SAFE Act in 2013, after elementary students in Newtown, Connecticut were murdered by a gunman. Cuomo said January 29th, and I quote, "Sometimes history irrefutably bears out your actions. Today is the next evolution in this ongoing crusade," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that Greene County lost $60,715 in revenue in December and will likely lose another $75,000 this month because of a legislature dispute over New York City parking regulations. The Democrat-controlled Assembly linked the extension of local taxes to negotiation over traffic safety in New York City. Warren County could also lose more than $130,000 after the taxes did not get extended in a few counties. Senator George Amador, a Rotterdam-based Republican who represents Greene County, said he will make calls to try and get the issue fixed. Amador said, and I quote, "I'm glad we're moving the extender bills quickly this session to help these four counties, but this whole situation is a perfect example of Albany at its worst," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Representative Antonio Delgado, the Democrat of Rhinebeck, announced January 29th that he is joining the bipartisan Congressional Lyme Disease Caucus. The Democrat representing the 19th Congressional District said, and I quote, "The prevalence of Lyme disease in upstate New York requires significant bipartisan action, and I'm proud to be joining the Lyme Disease Caucus. I look forward to working with leaders on this issue in upstate New York, as well as my fellow members of Congress, to advance federal support for how doctors treat it and how we decrease environmental risk. Indeed, the National Science Foundation has declared Lyme disease an emerging global pandemic due to climate change," end quote. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson sidewalk kerfuffle continues as the Columbia County District Attorney's Office, Judge John O'Connor, and defense attorneys failed to reach an agreement to avoid trial. Instead, four city residents, including a Columbia County supervisor and former county supervisor, will go on trial for painting illegal crosswalks at the intersection of 3rd and State Streets. The next hearing about their pirate painting will be March 5th. Connor said, and I quote, "If we don't have some sort of resolution by then, we will begin on the discovery schedule and this case will be headed for trial," end quote. Making graffiti is a Class A misdemeanor. Weeks after the faux treatment, the city painted a legal crosswalk at the intersection, which the four arrested said was unsafe. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Gormley reports at Newsday that after 30 years, Mike Long is retiring as New York's Conservative Party chairman. The 79-year-old told Newsday, and I quote, "I will step aside. I wasn't looking to break a record, but I think I did," end quote. Long has sparred with two different Democratic governors named Cuomo and helped get Republican George Pataki elected governor. No Republican, the story claims, has won statewide elected office in New York without the Conservative Party's endorsement. State Republican Chairman Ed Cox said, and I quote, "A true Marine, Mike Long's determination, grit, and integrity served as a guiding light for a generation of conservative and indeed many other New Yorkers. In all matters, his word was his bond," end quote. Read the full story at Newsday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.